Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Diving a little bit deeper into animal disease trace back with Jessica Watson. Back with Jessica in just a moment.
With more Black Angus influenced cattle qualifying for the Certified Angus Beef brand than ever before, it's clear that the Angus Bull is America's bull. He sires calving ease, growth, and superior marbling. He works well in any environment and on any cow, regardless of breed. Make sure that an Angus bull serves as your director of herd improvement. Go to Angus.org to learn more. Angus, America's breed.
It's the 4th annual Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Bull Sale, Saturday, February 16th at Boswell, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 70 performance-ready 18-month-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls and 10 2-year-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls. For more information or to download a catalog, go online to www.cclcattle.com or call 580-276-0070, 580-276-0070. The 4th annual Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Bull Sale.
She's the Associate Director for Animal Health Policy for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Dr. Jessica Watson, with us again today as we talk a little bit more about animal disease traceback and the call by more and more cattle producers to look seriously at having an animal disease traceback system for younger cattle in addition to the older animals over 18 months of age that we currently have.
Yes, our current policy, which was just updated last year, does have a phrase that says that we would like an enhanced traceability system that would accommodate all classes of cattle. Now, if we were to expand the cattle that are used, you know, specifically feeder cattle, that would require a rule change that USDA would have to then submit through the Federal Register. So, and again, I think there are different areas of the country that have different opinions on that issue. So I think it's going to be interesting to moving forward to see how that progresses. Again, I think these three-state pilot projects in Kansas, Texas, and Florida are going to be really key in helping us make some of these decisions and see the feasibility.
I guess what one of the new wrinkles of all of this is the blockchain technology allows us to actually have that record kind of throughout the entire beef pipeline.
Yes, I think there are some companies that are currently trying to utilize that particular technology. I'm not sure if that's going to be something that we uptake as a first step. I think we may be looking more at just these RFID frequency tags. But that is something to keep an eye on the future. And I think that's something that a lot of folks, when we've been having these discussions, we want to be able to keep the door open to advanced technology. Bluetooth is another type of technology that I've listened to a couple of lectures on. So again, I think due to cost, I think those are farther down the line. But I do think as we move forward, we want to make sure that we're able to keep up with the times.
And I guess the other thing, the cattle producer is really concerned about protection of their data. In other words, the ability to be able to have some personal security, if you want to call it that, regarding the information about their herds.
That's correct, Ron. We've got some updated policy, again, from last year that added some phrases kind of protecting the liability of producers after they have left your ranch, and talking about more farther down the food chain. If something has happened, you know, at a different level of the production system, is that going to come back to you? And so our policy is that we want to be able to protect producers, protect their confidentiality. And so I think moving towards probably a private database is where a lot of folks are leaning towards. There are those databases out there that would allow for a producer to have their technology, only they can access it. And then in the event of, you know, a disease outbreak, they would be able to give permission for, let's say, you know, USDA or their state animal health official to access just that data, or even, you know, a packer or a feedlot be able to access that information. But it would only be at your discretion that you would be able to share that data. So I think there's a lot of potential and possibilities out there. So I think it's an exciting time and looking forward to seeing how this issue progresses.
Talking Animal ID, Animal Disease Traceback with Dr. Jessica Watson. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's McAllister Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, February 16th at noon. Selling over 700 head of bred cows, heifers, pairs, open heifers, and bulls. Also featuring 15 purebred Angus first calf heifer pairs and 3 heavy bred heifers. For more information, go to the website www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. 918-423-2834. Remember, new buyers must register before sale day.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.